You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has been open for half an hour, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Technical reasons meant we didn't do a 5 o'clock shadow last night, Greg. But what we did have yesterday was two pieces of data from the South African economy. One was CPI, which came in at 4.5%, up from 4.1%. That was for the month of March. And for the month of February, we had retail sales coming in at just 1.1% year on year. What did the retailers do on the back of those numbers?
Well, they were, funny enough, got a little bit firmer. I mean, I think in some of these retail models, they need a little bit of inflation, which they sort of tack on to the consumer, really. Yep. Buying the products and then adding on a little bit more. So it pushes their margins up. So weirdly enough, inflation sometimes helps them.
Were there any moves in the shares? I mean, we were looking at Clicks the day before because their results were out. Did any of the other ones move on the back of this very, very poor, not the inflation number, the retail sales number itself with 1.1% growth?
Yeah, it was a slight improvement on all of them across the board. You know, the go-tos always in that space are Mr. Price. Obviously, that's close at 2.896, which is up nicely, and then ShopRite, because it's just got such a broad spectrum of retail. That was also up nicely yesterday, just giving back a rand so far today.
Okay. Is anything out on Sense? This is the last day, of course, of the week because of the Easter holiday coming up, and we've got a short week next week. Is anything happening this morning, stock exchange news service-wise?
Well, you know, it came out yesterday afternoon, but I think it's one of the biggest stories now, that MQ and Sabania have now settled their differences. But I mean, if you go and look and analyze it, AMQ has now accepted the offer which Sabania made to them in November last year. And it was a 5-month strike. And there's an article in the Business Daily saying that it would take, because obviously they never got paid while they were on strike, it's going to take those mine workers 15 years to recover these lost wages.
Good Lord.
Keeping in mind that a lot of those gold mines don't have 15 years in them. So I think the press are being gentle on MQ, but they really, really look like I think what they saw was how easily Sabania managed to tap the market for money by placing more shares.
Yes.
And they knew that even though they lost huge ounces in production, Sabania was going to go from, continue to grow with or without these strikes. And yeah, I'd be, if I was a striking mine worker, I would be very unhappy with MQ leadership at the moment.
Yes, and Sabania was one of the big movers yesterday, up 6.6%, Greg.
Yeah, the minute it was announced about lunchtime that there would be a joint press conference at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the share was up 5% immediately, and it's up a little bit now. It actually had a very, very strong closing auction. We've been trading at 14.10 going into the auction and closed at 14.40 on about somebody bought 2 million shares there. I suppose somebody sold, but it did look like one aggressive buyer. It did get up quite a bit higher in the US, but it's settling here at 14.36 at the moment.
We saw a production update from Sasol as well yesterday. I noticed that one was watched quite closely on the sharenet.co.za page.
Yes, I saw that, Sasol, and I see it's on the page again today. The share price down nearly 1%, down 4.10, 470 rand. It's probably the beginning of the year, it was around 420. And it had a nice rally up here. Probably an oil price continues to sort of, the downward moves are much smaller, and then that does an upward leg, it's more aggressive. So get the feeling that Brent crude oil is going to continue to rise, which obviously will help Sasol.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's have a look at the top five major moves as they are this morning, Greg. I've got Brait, Sibanye again, up 1.6%, into prop, Renet and Richemont.
Yes, on the ups, I suppose. Obviously, Sibanye would make sense. Let's just have a look at Richemont. There hasn't been any news. I think it is due for a trading update. So that's also picked up nicely, 105.82. Might be a broker recommendation there.
Yeah, on the downside, Ital Tile, Assor, Barlo World, African Rainbow Minerals and Goldfields, but it looks very, very quiet in early trade, Greg. Do you think most people are drifting off already?
Very quiet. I think what we're going to see is a super low volume a day today. On those downside, yeah, Intel Tower was up to 5% yesterday, down 5% today. See, traders all coming to me and saying, Diego, can't you find us a research report on Intel Tower? And I'm like, settle down. Tomorrow the share's going to be all the way back again.
Yeah, go to CTM and have a walk around. That's your trading update. Greg, give us the indexes if you would.
The all share index down 0.18 or 103 points lower. Still 58,805. So we're still threatening that 60. Banks down 0.5%. Financials down at 0.37. Industrials down 0.32. The retailers down 0.45. The gold index up 0.5%. Platts up 0.75%. And then the resources more or less flat.
Yeah, and the dollar rand is 14.02. The British pound against the rand, 18.29. Euro rand, 15.84. And the gold price, Greg, 12.73. Anything? I noticed the S&P back down below 2,900 and the futures slightly weaker this morning. Bit of political tension surrounding North Korea. But those markets also look as though they're going to have a quiet one.
Yeah, I think so. It's always tricky for us, JC, when we close, the markets are open and so on. So, but those markets, certainly the US market's been on quite a strong run.
Indeed. Greg, we'll speak at 5 o'clock. Technical considerations being all in place. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.